fun, baby.
Vision, dreams of passion. And all the while, I think of you. A very strange reaction.
Welcome.
The more I see, the more I do. Baby.
To another Journey podcast. White Lines. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
All right, welcome to my podcast. I'm Mita. Thanks for listening. I'll finish the song at the end of the show. There's two versions of it, 5 minute long and like a 7 minute long song. So that's a short version. but anyway, I guess first of all, Burning Man started yesterday, Sunday, August 28th. Today's obviously Monday the 29th. Burning Man goes through to September 5th, so about a week. And I don't know if you know this, but Elon Musk actually attends Burning Man every year. And I worked for Tesla, and I used to work for Tesla in the Gigafactory in Nevada. And Elon would always come to the factory right around time for Burning Man, because he went. And I guess he's got like a boat or something, and anybody can go on the boat and just party. I guess it's pretty cool. He's sometimes there, but usually you can't find him in the boat. But he's got a big boat at Burning Man. That's pretty cool. Not big, huge news, but it's kind of big news, is that Artemis, which is NASA's next gen rocket going to the moon and going to send people to the moon eventually, but it was due to go today, or rocket was supposed to go to the moon today. It was unmanned. It was just kind of like a test run type thing. They're gonna go to the moon, or tell the rocket go to the moon, circle the moon a few times, orbit it, you know, and then come back. But the launch attempt was scrubbed. It was scrubbed about 8:34 this morning. And what they said is that they're evaluating it, but a bleed test in the RS-25 engine, one of the engines on the bottom of the core stage, could not get it to the proper temperature range for liftoff. So because of that, and they ran out of time for their 2 hour launch window, they had to, scrub the launch, and, engineers are still kind of continuing to see, to gather data and see what's going on with it, but they couldn't cool the engine off. I guess it got to the wrong temperature, so they scrubbed it. The next launch window is the 2nd. Of September, and then the 5th of September are the next two. So if they can't figure out the problem by the 2nd, hopefully they do by the 5th, and then they'll get the rocket launched off. It's really exciting, a really exciting time, because finally going back to the moon, at least if you believe we went to the moon. I think we did. I know they faked videos, you know, or they made videos. Even Neil Armstrong said, yeah, we can't get it. How can there be a camera on the moon already before we land? Of course, a lot of it was recorded. And even NASA admitted a lot of that was staged and recorded. And there is a lot of controversy about the moon, but, you know, I want to believe. I'm a believer. And they said we did. And back then, they were a lot more trustworthy. And it was a big race to beat Russia there. And I think we did it. I think there's enough motivation and initiative, enough smart people on board, enough people to figure it out. And even the astronauts, you know, none of them have ever came out and said, no, we never went or anything. But anyway, I don't want to go down that road right now. That's not the plan tonight. But it is exciting that we are going or going back, depending on what you believe. So that is pretty awesome. You know, along with the James Webb Telescope, I mean, really exciting times right now for NASA, for sure. And so that is just something to really look forward to. I mean, I'm excited. let's see, Brittany Griner. I talked about her before. She got arrested in Russia for marijuana possession. She had a cannabis oil vape pen, and anyway, they put her for 9 years, or sentenced her to 9 years in Russian prison. And so the latest on this is that, at least the latest as of 2 days ago, I haven't looked into it in a couple of days, but I don't think it's changed. And this was actually a month or two ago when the government tried to change, or U.S. government offered Victor, the Lord of War, Victor Bout, I think is his name, something like that, and Paul Whelan, or for her and Paul Whelan. Paul Whelan's another American. He was a Marine. He was in Russia, and they accused him of spying and locked him up for like 16 years. And so we offered the arms dealer, who, if you've ever seen the movie Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage and Jared Leto, they're both in it. It's a really good movie, about an arms dealer. And, but he's in American prison, and Russians, their response was basically this: you want two from us, so you got to give us two, you know, people. So I'm guessing they might release one of them for Victor Bout, but they won't release both. So, so that's where we're at with that. And then, of course, Dennis Rodman, the hero that he is, called it off, but he was going to go to Russia and try to talk to the Russians, I guess, into trading him, or trading Brittany Griner. But he backed out of it. Didn't say why, didn't announce why, but I think he was talked out of it. Maybe he was worried that they were going to keep him. And I wasn't being sarcastic about Dennis Rodman, the genius, because really, he is a really smart guy. If you ever listened to him talk and ever seen him, he's really smart. He's a very controversial guy, very polarizing. Either you love him or you hate him, that's for sure. He went to North Korea and talked to Kim Jong-il, and tried to kind of calm things down there with North Korea. And yeah, he was going to go there for Brittany Griner. But yeah, don't know why, but at least my guess is that he's worried if he went, they might keep him. And then, you know, There'd be a third person, third American there. And I guess I got a criticism about this trade, and that is that, you know, why the fuck are we arresting people still to this very day in the United States for marijuana possession? But yet, you know, she who had possessed marijuana is offered, you know, a huge trade to come back, which, don't get me wrong, if it worked, great. You know, I think I like Brittany Griner. As far as I've known of her, I like her. I'm not upset about her, anything she did. It's more the government's response to this and their response to marijuana federally. You know, it's just bullshit. Drugs in general should be legal. I don't know the right way to go about it, but there should be some sort of legalization of everything, some sort of scheduling, no more scheduling, maybe, you know, opening up centers or something, and therapy, or who, I don't know, you know, I have no idea, but I think drugs, people should not go to prison or jail for drug possession. It's messed up. It ruins lives. It affects lives. It, in rare occasions, it makes lives better. But, you know, if you look at the big picture or the whole or whatever, everything, and it hurts more than helps. It hurts families. It hurts people personally, mentally, you know. Prisons are glorified psychiatric wards for the most part, because the way they treat people in jail and prison. You know, I was watching this show 60 Days In, and it's unbelievable how people who go to jail, even for misdemeanor drug charges, and they still have to, no matter what, this has been during COVID, had to be in jail for 14 days for COVID, you know, for quarantine or whatever. And locked in your cell all day long. And oh my, that is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. I'm sorry, but, you know, it might be good for people, some people, but for the most part, you know, people taken out of their normal lives and just thrown into a cage and throw away the key, you know, lock them up, throw away the key for 2 weeks. God, what a nightmare. For these poor people, for drugs, you know, violent offenders, sexual offenders, you know, just bad people in general. No, take them to jail. Yeah, and lock them up. They don't deserve, or they shouldn't be on the streets. But people are just doing their own thing. There's no way to solve it. It's been illegal for too long, and now, you know, tables are slowly turning, and they're slowly, you know, marijuana is slowly becoming legalized, but still, it's going to take a long time to get them all, and even if they all come, you know, legal, but who knows, you know, at least something's, I guess, at least it's some progress happening. It's a fucked up system, but what can you do? All I can do is bitch about it on here. Bitch about it to people. And I don't much like bitching. In fact, I got a book called The Bhagavad Gita. And I'm going to read it. It's a Hindu book. It's, you know, it's an old book. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to more spirituality in my life, and I think that book will help. And another cool thing, besides Burning Man, which is happening, is Rage Against the Machine. They're back on tour. They're back together. They broke up. They're one of my all-time favorite bands, so I just thought I'd bring that out, give them a shout-out. They are back on tour, and they're coming to North America in 2023. So that is awesome. I'm definitely, at least I'm going to try to make one of the shows. I'm can't guarantee anything, of course, but I will try. I think they're going to Canada and then to the United States after that, like February, March, April, something like that. So that is awesome. Fucking awesome. I am really excited. I got a lot I want to talk about. So I'm just going to go over all these subjects kind of, you know, a minute here, a couple minutes there. I'm not going to go into one thing for too long. But next thing is, so they, you know, I talked about this, I think maybe like 4 or 5 or maybe 6 episodes ago, but then I just saw it brought up again on a show. Photos of Mars and this door that they found. And I'm telling you, that thing looks like a door. However, so when they were, this one channel was showing it, they also showed that right in front of this door is this big old boulder laying on the ground. And I mean, it's a perfect rectangle, this door, at least from the photos, it looks like a perfect rectangle. But then there's a rock on the door and in front of the door, a little bit down a hill. It's kind of on a hillside. And the way it looks like this rock would go perfectly over that door. So I don't think it's a real door. I think it's a rock that kind of broke off somehow through all the forces, the weather, the wind, who knows, you know, what's going on Mars. But I think it's a natural thing that happened. I don't think it's an actual door. And the channel I watched made a good point about that. So just want to bring that up. So there's a company. I think they're out of either Singapore. I think it's Singapore, but I'm not sure. Jet Racer is what it's called, and it's the first civilian flying car. And what it is, it looks kind of like a drone, like a, you know, like you can buy your those drone little propeller drones, but you know, for someone to able to sit in perfectly, like a one person thing, and they're calling it a flying car. And it looks. Oh, it looks fun. It looks awesome. It looks like it would be an amazing, it's an amazing invention. And it is the first real kind of truly marketable flying car. I know people have tried it in the past, like in the 50s or 60s or maybe 70s. I don't know. Some guy like took an airplane, cut it up and welded it to the bottom of his like car or his Volkswagen or something. And then drove it, got it up to like 100 miles an hour, got it off the ground, and then crashed. And that was probably the first flying car. And then other inventions are out, and there's some other ones too that are really nice looking, that like have wings, not propellers, and able to switch from car to plane in like 3 minutes or something like that. So there are some really cool flying car looking flying cars, but this one is the most futuristic type. Like there's no wings to it. So it's not like you got to worry about having a runway or somewhere wide enough. You just have to have something that where you can land, you know, land the size of a vehicle, you know, small vehicle. I mean, really, this car is barely bigger than your body because you sit in it and it's got propellers on, and then you just take off. It's not much bigger than a person. So you don't need a runway. You don't need to, you know, get it to a certain speed before you're off the ground. It's just you start it up and go and fly. Let's see. I told my wife that's what I want for Christmas, but it's not out for sale yet. And who knows how much it's going to cost. I'm sure it's not going to be cheap, but maybe, who knows? Let's see. So another cool thing is the origins of NASCAR. I think it was on I don't know. It was on some podcast. I was listening. Maybe Lex Fridman with Duncan Trussell. I'm not sure. Maybe it was Joe Rogan. But the origins of NASCAR was actually during Prohibition. And they were souping up their cars. These alcohol runners, you know. And they're souping up their cars enough to outrun police. And they souped them up. They decided to just race each other. And that's kind of how NASCAR started, was through Prohibition, which is crazy. Let's see. So if you ever listen to Mysterious Universe, it's a really good podcast. I don't talk about them enough. It's probably the best podcast. As far as like paranormal and just strange stuff in the world, it's the best one out there. They do their research. Aaron and Brian are really good storytellers. They find all these strange, weird things happening around. Like this last one was about this secret group. They're better at saying it than I do. All I gotta say is listen to it. You will definitely like it. I love the show. I don't want to lose people to the show, but it's all right. It's, you know, it's a great show. And, but I just give them a try. You'll like them. It's a free plug for them. Cause I think they're great. So one of the coolest things that I'm reading Graham Hancock's Fingerprints of the Gods book, which is his first book. He wrote it in 95, and it's all about megaliths and about ancient civilization and the origins of man and how history has been wrong. Academia has not been truthful, or they're been too stubborn or too arrogant to admit that they were wrong. But it's a really good book. But he's talking about the pyramids, and I'll just give you some facts about the big pyramid, or the biggest one in Giza, is 480 feet, or something like that tall. But it's on 13.1 acres. That's how big it is at the base. 13.1 acres. It weighs 6 million tons. And he says that is more weight than the entire square mile of London. Which is insane. So this pyramid on just 13 acres weighs more than the entire city of London. has 2.3 million blocks of limestone and granite. And about 115,000 casing stones. And that's just one of them. And there's three of them. It's just insane. That's just awesome. Just amazing. It's just how and why? God, those questions. If I ever met aliens or God or I don't know, whoever, time traveler, who knows? My first question would be, who built the pyramids and why? Those would be my questions. Because it's just crazy. It's insane. It's cool. Really cool. Pyramids are amazing. A lot of interesting stuff about them. A lot of interesting facts. A lot of weird stuff too. A lot of underground stuff and secret stuff. And there's a guy who took a little remote control car, put a camera on it, took it in the pyramids underneath, found something, I guess, and then held this video for ransom, saying he was going to release it unless they paid him. And then the guy disappeared. It's crazy. It's a crazy story. I'll try to find a link for it and put it on my website, ufo.fish, ufo.fish. Please subscribe, tell people, write a review, especially if you're on Apple, write a review, but anywhere, please write a review. And hit me up on Twitter at UFO UAP Sighting if you have any suggestions or any comments, or even if you don't like what I say, hit me up and we'll talk about it. And maybe you can change my mind. All right, well, I'm going to play the rest of this song. Have a great evening, and I'll be back in less than a week. Goodbye. Thank you.
Hiya, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Freebase.
Pure as the driven snow. And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low. I need some one-on-one, baby. Baby.
Go to your little highway. Cause white lines blow away.
A million magic crystals painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it.
Free.
Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't ever come down.
Freebase! Don't you get too high.
Don't you get too high, baby.
Turned you on.
You really turned me on and on.
Cause you gotta come down.
My temperature is rising.
When the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
K. Sugar. K.
Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock.
Good night.